Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette woman arrested on felony child abuse charge after toddler suffers burns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 23-year-old Gillette woman has been arrested on a felony child abuse charge after a 2-year-old boy suffered burns and other injuries while in her care. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, officers responded to Campbell County Health after the child's 25-year-old father brought him in for treatment, reporting that his son had been burned while babysat by his sister, identified as Rayanne Sams. It was reported that Sams told investigators she placed the toddler in a bathtub with the water running after he soiled his diaper. She went downstairs, leaving him unattended for several minutes. When she returned, she found the child with red marks and apparent burns. Sams said she applied ointment before calling the boy's father. After picking up his son, the father took him to the hospital and contacted law enforcement. During the investigation, officers noted additional injuries, including scratches on the child's back and bruising on his face. The boy was later airlifted to a Denver hospital for specialized treatment of his burns. Sams was arrested on suspicion of felony child abuse. The investigation remains ongoing. 17 DUI arrests, no fatalities reported during Border War traffic operation. 17 people were arrested for DUI during a multi-agency traffic enforcement effort tied to the 2025 Border War football game in Laramie, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol. The operation took place October 25th in Albany and Laramie counties in Wyoming and in Larimer and Weld counties in Colorado, as the Cowboys hosted the Colorado State Rams at War Memorial Stadium. With thousands of fans traveling before and after the game, law enforcement ramped up patrols to keep roads safe. In Wyoming, participating agencies included the Highway Patrol, Laramie Police, Albany County and Laramie County Sheriff's Offices, University of Wyoming Police, and officers from Pine Bluffs and Cheyenne. Wyoming officers made 243 traffic stops, resulting in 33 arrests, including the 17 DUIs and one controlled substance arrest, along with 33 speeding citations, 9 seatbelt violations, a child restraint citation, 22 additional citations, and 165 warnings. Authorities say no fatal crashes occurred in Albany or Laramie counties during the operation, crediting the heavy patrol presence with preventing roadway deaths during a busy travel weekend. The Highway Patrol encourages drivers to report suspected impaired driving by calling the Ready Hotline, report every drunk driver immediately, at 800-442-9090. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.